David Dewhurst is a policy wonk.
We crafted a bill that takes $2 billion out of the rainy day fund.
He loves to talk about the technicalities of legislation.
And it's paid back with interest.
So and dig into the minutia of the budget.
This way we're going to have a strong $8-plus billion, way more than we need.
That may not sound very exciting, but the 68-year-old who built an oil and gas business believes his ability to digest details is one of his strongest skills as lieutenant governor, a job that puts him in charge of the Texas Senate.
I like to solve problems. I'm a businessman. I love doing things for Texans that help them. I know my being involved, didn't do it all alone, but my being involved in cutting taxes 54 times for almost $16 billion has helped us create the best business climate in Texas of any other state. It's created more jobs.
Dewhurst counts the tax cuts as one of his two greatest accomplishments during 11 years on the job.
The Senate of the 83rd Legislature of the state of Texas will come to order.
The other is passage of Jessica's laws, which have increased penalties against child sex offenders and given prosecutors more tools to convict them. Dewhurst says he began working on the issue after learning about the sexual abuse and killing of a 5-year-old girl.
It was so horrific that I spent almost the next year of my life, whenever I had time, talking to sexual abuse victims, parents, police officers, DAs around the state. And I passed the toughest Jessica's law in the country. And I think that's helped.
As for the skill he most struggles with?
I think my communication. You know, when my dad was killed by a drunk driver, Mom says that I was so traumatized that I stuttered I couldn't talk. So I speak slower.
Those who know Dewhurst say he seems ill at ease in some settings. And on the campaign trail, he's often outmaneuvered by his quick-witted, sharp-tongued opponent. Senator Dan Patrick is a broadcast personality who blames Dewhurst for Wendy Davis's abortion filibuster that shut down the Senate. Dewhurst compares his style with Patrick's this way.
He's almost been a disc jockey too long. He's always trying to get publicity. It takes judgment. It takes ability to think through the next step. If you're constantly running for a soundbite, if you're constantly running for publicity, if this is about you, then you got problems. But what I've tried to do is have the senators do a good job. Work with them. If the senators do well, fine. I'm going to do well.
If he overcomes Patrick's lead and wins another term, Dewhurst says he wants to bring greater technology to classrooms and get the dirt flying on new water projects. He believes his record is proof he can do it. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.